USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tropical storm Isaias is dumping rain and ripping winds along the Florida coastline. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Isaias to a tropical storm. The wind shear and dry air today really served to weaken it. However, we do expect it to gain strength as the night goes on and to regain hurricane status.
While it was a hurricane, Isaias tore up some islands in the Caribbean. It lashed Cuba, ripping roofs off homes and inundating streets. In the northwestern Bahamas, people who are still trying to recover from last year's devastating Hurricane Dorian endured 75-mile-per-hour winds that tore apart buildings and knocked out power. The storm is expected to regain strength into a Category 1 overnight. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
The clock is ticking for the White House to finalize the next coronavirus relief bill. Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee on Fox discusses the meeting between Democratic leaders and the Trump administration.
I believe that negotiation is the process of two parties who completely disagree, trying to find middle ground. And there's an indication that there's been some progress, and that's I have to take that as a positive step. We've got a long way to go, but I think we got to get it done. We have a real problem in this country that we have to address.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking on President Trump's priorities during the negotiations.
It is a priority for the president to make sure that we deal with the issue that unemployment has run out and the rental eviction.
Eight American servicemen are still missing after an amphibious vehicle went underwater during a training mission. It happened off Southern California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A training exercise for the Marines in California has had deadly results. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has that story.
Eight Marines were missing and one found dead after an amphibious assault vehicle sank during a training exercise near a military-owned island off the coast of Southern California. There were 15 Marines and a Navy sailor in the vehicle when it started taking on water as it traveled from the shores of San Clemente Island to a Navy ship. Two Marines were among those rescued that were injured. One was hospitalized in critical condition and the other in stable condition. Military ships, small boats, and helicopters were searching choppy seas for the missing amid moderate to strong winds. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
The nation's highest court gave the Trump administration a victory over the president's border wall. USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
The court's conservatives formed the majority to deny a bid from interest groups to halt $2.5 billion in Pentagon funds from being reallocated to the wall. The challengers, including the Sierra Club and ACLU, asked the justices to lift their order from last July that allowed President Trump to spend the money as court challenges worked through the system. The decision also means that last year's order remains in effect despite a federal appeals court ruling that Trump diverting money from the defense and military was unconstitutional. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.